Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Hello, hello.
It's just us three.
Right. Can I start?
Yeah. You have 4 minute countdown.
All my clocks are just different. My watch is 12:26. The computer's 12:33. I think my clocks is 12:28. So I don't know what time it is.
I'm gonna mute myself. So just so you know, Ryan Kernity, he sent an email. It's a travel day for him. He will try to attend both this meeting and the board meeting.
I was thinking, Siri, we're probably going to have an in-person meeting for the advisory committee because we didn't extend AB 361. So yeah. We have to meet in person now because we're still operating under the previous resolution. So not so with the advisory committee.
We met on November
4th, I think it was.
So if we meet on prior to December 3rd, you could do it by Zoom.
We just canceled that meeting though, right?
Well, I haven't done it yet officially.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay.
I mean, I could pull it easily. I haven't sent out the email.
Well, we're still going to have the same problem in January.
Okay.
But let's think about it.
All right.
Hey, Siri, can you let Steve in? I think he's in the other.
Okay, we'll do. I'm gonna have Carol be my co-host. Let's see.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
All right, look at that. And there's Marianne Carbone. Good to see you, Mayor.
Nice to see you.
How you been? How are things in the beautiful city of sand?
Good.
Great. Us too. I was just at the county offices. I just dropped off a art entry for the annual Arts Council. They do a show. There's a lady in the Rotary Club in Seaside that has a really neat piece. Maybe you know her, Marianne, Ms. Gale.
I do, and I wanted to get up there to the, there was an opening for her last month, I think.
Yeah, so right.
And I couldn't make it, but It's that's excellent what she did.
That piece got nominated and selected, so it's pretty cool. It's really neat. You know, she's later in life. I mean, I don't know how to really put it. I say that with great respect. And she picked up art, you know, her mother and her grandmother were artists, like made a living at art. And she's like, well, I'll give it a try. And she's really taken off. She just got commissioned for a spot on Alvarado too.
Oh, great. I seen when she had started with her painting, I think it was at the Breakfast Club. They were doing the little paint classes, and she's really gotten good. Good.
Yeah. Yep. Makes me want to go out and paint or just go out and take a walk. It's beautiful out today. My gosh. Probably 70 degrees. Let's see. We're just waiting for one more. Is that right, Siri? Okay. Good.
Chairman Ting, Ryan Kearney, he's traveling today. He will try to attend this meeting and the board meeting.
Okay, thank you. We had a big council meeting last night. We converted 6 parking lots and an even bigger parking lot by the train station to mixed use. Opening the floodgates to a lot of exciting city-centered growth. Some people are a little feisty about it for different reasons, but it's going to be awesome. There's some really neat proposals. Trader Joe's with a 4-story garage, if you can imagine,
wow.
With housing, and of course some housing and mixed use, some really neat stuff. Kind of taken off. And Sand City's got some great stuff going on. Man, right behind the Costco, that hotel's coming along.
Yeah, the hotel, and then we're going to have almost about 400 units of housing. Building will be 5 stories with, I believe, a rooftop restaurant, and then 2 underground parkings, and then on the other side will be more housing, and then a separate 3-level structure, parking structure with all the amenities. So
all the amenities. I love it. Boy, I know where I want to move. That's great. Oh, that's cool. Yep. And you know, it's almost like you've just been waiting, right?
Yes. They finally got moving over there. So it's been a long project. I think they started to acquire property over 20 years ago, and now they're starting to move on it. So after all this time, yeah.
What about the hotel? Like, you know, that proposal, I mean, you know, is that
the one there?
Or no, the one on the other side of Highway 1. I mean, that's permitted, right? I thought, or maybe it's held up.
Yeah, that other side is an eco resort, and that they have a permanent California coastal permit with a lifetime permit, which you never hear about, but they may need it. But the developer, he was going through a dissolution of partnership with one of his partners, and that's been going to court, so that should be resolved. And then hopefully maybe we'll see something happen over there. In the meantime, I think he's put about $1.7 million towards TAMPSE in the fees that we collected, fees for TAMPSE, and then also north of the campground for state parks there for affordable, so people could come and camp. So there's a couple pots of money for whenever those projects get started.
I've seen the drawings for that state park campground complex. I mean, it's pretty extensive.
Yeah, that'll be a nice when they get that opened up.
Yeah. Let me try Lopez just real quick. See if he can. I'm dying to hear what he has to say about the mask ordinance. Like, I saw that at 6 p.m. last night and posted it. I went to the gym this morning, and man, there were people jumping up and down.
Oh, wow.
You know, no masks in the gym for, you know, those vaccinated take precaution and all that. But boy. Let's see, Siri, anybody else you can think of that we could just text or call real quick?
I'm resending the Zoom and emailing them.
Okay.
Texting them.
Let's see, Lopez, and then Coonerty.
Sam, isn't Sam usually in here?
Yeah, and then Sam, right. Yeah, I don't have Sam's number, but that's all good. Marianne, are you still on the Community Human Services Board?
Yes.
And God, it really looks like things are going well. I just got their, what is it, their holiday, you know, ask. So I just dropped that in the mail.
Thank you.
Yeah. But boy, there's that second shelter that's going in Monterey, right?
Yes. So they have another shelter on, gosh, what street is that? It's not Pearl. It's over Franklin Street.
Okay.
It's where the Arthur Murray dance building was. So they are going to be converting that into a shelter.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes. And I'm on that airport land use board. I seen that there is over in Salinas, there's a motel that's getting converted into some housing.
Yeah, two of them.
Oh, okay.
Two of them. Yeah, it's that state project or program called Project Home Key. Okay. And it's really interesting. Like, the feedback I've gotten is most communities don't want it, right? They're very apprehensive. And I would say there were certain people in Salinas that were apprehensive on the front end of our first project, which is in my district. It's the Goodnight Inn. Mm-hmm. And it's extensive. I mean, it's 106 rooms. And if you double people up, it could be quite a number. They haven't fully phased it in, but it's really going well. That the neighborhood that, you know, that I'm in touch with has actually said that it's better than it was before when it was a motel. It was a lower end motel that was known for a lot of action. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Yeah. And then there's these other two over by the airport, and there's quite a bit of state dollars. We're using some ARPA funds towards it. Which I think it's really good. You know, the results we've seen have been very positive. My wife, they farm at the end of that, and actually on all sides of the airport. And at the air show, we just got some great stories about, you know, folks that didn't make it. You know, a plane that drops in an artichoke field, or let's see. Okay, there's Lopez. Great. All right. Thanks, Chris. Let's see. So this is the November 17th, 2021 Budget, Personnel, and Nominating Committee meeting for the Monterey Bay Air Resources District. Want to thank everybody for coming. The time is 12:37, 12:38. Maybe even Siri has more accurate time than I've got. We'll go ahead and call it. Okay, there we go. We'll call it to order. And why don't we go ahead and start with roll call, Siri, if you're
all right. Director Carbone?
Here.
Thank you. Director Lopez? I see you. Thank you. Chair McShane?
Here.
Thank you. We have quorum. Three.
Great. Okay. We are conducting this meeting as part of AB 361 remotely. Thank everybody for their patience. And with that, we'll go to public comment to see if there's any. I don't see anybody other than us. Anything come in?
No, nothing was received here.
Okay. Well, then we'll dive right in with our first item, and that is a report, no action on the ongoing continued remote meetings approval that's required. So Richard, do you want to tee that up?
I think you're on mute, Richard.
Never wanted to be that guy, but there I am. Thank you, Chair and members. So this should not be news. We are actually operating under our previous AB 361 authorization, which lasts 30 days. It's recommended that it's time that we recognize that there is still a state of emergency as proclaimed by Governor Newsom, and that meetings may pose an imminent risk to the health and safety of participants and attendees. So it's recommended that this time that we once again approve the resolution to continue remote meetings for the next 30 days. And we will need a committee action to do that.
I would also add, Chair, that the Monterey County Health Officer continues to recommend social distancing for legislative body meetings, which is another basis to continue.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, you're right. Okay, this is an action. We will require a motion in a second. Let's see. I'm just looking for members of the public that might want to comment. Don't see any. Nothing come in. Okay. So no one with that, yep, we'll go ahead and entertain a motion.
So moved.
Okay.
What was that?
That was moved by Lopez, and then I see Director Carbone. Is that a second?
Yes.
Great. Moved in second. Go ahead and call the roll, Carol.
All right. Director Lopez?
Yes.
Chair McShane?
Yes.
Director Carbone?
Yes.
Unanimously three.
Great. Passes. We'll move on to the next item, and that is our minutes are from the October 20th meeting, and we'll go ahead entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So move.
Okay, moved by Carbone, and I'll second it. So moved and seconded. Siri, you want to go ahead and call the roll?
Will do. Chair McShane?
Yes.
Director Lopez?
Yes.
Director Carbone?
Yes.
Unanimously pass.
Cool. Okay. We'll move on to a report on our OPED trust and pension trust accounts for the quarter ending September 30th. So, Rosa?
Thank you. Good afternoon, members of the board. So this is just to receive a report of the OPED trust and the pension trust accounts for the quarter ended September 30th. So we established the trust back in October 2013 to pre-fund the OPEB liability. It is administered through the Public Agency Retirement Services. In March 2018, the board approved a resolution 18005 approving the adoption of the new trust to fund both the OPEB and the district's pension obligations. The original OPEB trust was transferred into the new trust in July of 2018. It has the same balanced investment strategy. The first deposit for the pension trust was made last year in May 2020, and it uses a moderately conservative Highmark Plus investment strategy. So per our guidelines, we need to do a quarterly review of the trust accounts. So for the OPEB, the account balance currently is $1,221,308,000. For the quarter ended 9/30/2021, we've had a total investment income since inception of $414,308. As you can see, our investment return for this last month was a negative 3.14. For the 3 months, negative 1.31%. The 1 year return is 19.13%, and a 3 year return has been 9.91%. And that's for the OPEB. So the pension, this account, we invested initially last year in May. Our total investment income is $52,103, and our account balance is $552,103. Our 1 month return is a negative 1.91%, 3 month is a negative 59%, and the 1 year is 9.63%. So attached to this is just a schedule showing quarterly returns for the OPEB and the pension. And this is just to receive the report.
Got it. Thank you, Rosa.
I would just point out, Chair, that you know these are two different investment strategies for the pension and for OPEB. And yet the one-year return is almost identical. So the balance is a little more aggressive, and the moderately conservative High Mark Plus is less conservative. So it's a little more stable, but performance has been about the same. So, you know, that's something we always have the option of getting more aggressive or less aggressive, depending on market conditions. But I think most folks say just to leave it, so we get a pretty good history of performance. And at this point, we don't really have a lot going on with the pension trust, but we do certainly with the previous. And it's nice to see that amount of money that we've earned since inception, which is a pretty big chunk of money.
Yeah, agreed. Well taken. Thank you. Any questions? Okay, I don't see any at this point. Oh, did you? Okay, sorry, go ahead. Yep.
Marianne here. I was wondering what the reasoning was on both accounts for the 1 month return and the 3 month return that it is minuses on both. And then just, you know, for my information, because I don't understand it. I see it's fine after a year or after the 1 year.
1 year, right.
And then also, was it the OPEB doing better? Because it looks like it's 19.13% in the 1 year return as opposed to the pension trust at 9.63 on the 1 year return.
Yeah, it looks like the OPEB's been better. We've had the OPEB a lot longer than the pension. The pension, we just barely reached the 1 year in June was our 1 year.
Yeah, and the market's been really fluctuating wildly this year. So we've seen pretty big losses. So that's not surprising. And I guess I was comparing the 3 year return to the 1 year return. But yeah, we 19 to get 19%. I think the balance investment strategy, they're looking at 7% return on investment.
Yeah, right.
And I think that the moderately conservative High Mark Plus, it's typically around 4 or 4.5%. So we're outperforming that, but you know, it's a real small data point for the pension. And then, as Rosa said, we've had this. Since the inception of back in 2013. So, you know, we've been able to accumulate about $414,000. So we've still performed really well over that period. But it's interesting to have the two to compare. And I think once we get more data, we can maybe even entertain, you know, either moving to a more aggressive investment strategy, or we could just keep things as they are. I think we were trying to be really conservative when we started talking about building up the pension trust. And that's why we went with the 4.5% rate of return.
Mm. Richard,
not guaranteed, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay. This is just a report. Any further questions?
None from me.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to our next report, and that's our Monterey County Treasurer's Report Investments quarter ending September 30th, 21. Rosa.
Okay, so this is also just to receive and accept the Monterey County Treasurer's Report for the same quarter ended September 30th. We deposit our cash receipts in the county and request funds from the county as needed to process our accounts payable and our payroll transactions. The county accounts for these monies separately in a fund, and they manage the investments for the district. Attached is our report for the quarter ended September 30th. The overall yield of investments for this quarter was 0.57%, which is has lowered since the previous quarter of 0.69% and lower than the yield from the same quarter of 2020, which was 1.61%. The economic factors affecting this performance are outlined in the Treasurer's staff report to the Board of Directors and the exhibit on Exhibit A of the report. This yield was higher than the one-year Treasury bill of 0.07, as shown on page one of the report. The majority of the county's investment portfolio is with the U.S. Treasuries, overnight liquid assets, and federal agencies, and that's also displayed on page two. As of this date, the district has not yet received its share of the quarterly investment returns for the first quarter fiscal year 21-22. Our budget for interest is $183,000. So taxes are the reports. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Rosa. Any questions? No, don't see any. Okay, this is a report we're just receiving. Thank you. Boy, that concludes our business for the Budget, Personnel, and Nominating Committee. I want to thank everybody for attending today. We'll go ahead and stand adjourned, and we'll see everybody at 1:30 for our regular meeting.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.